Good morning. Our question today, a very interesting question is, can you say Kiddush on wine or grape juice that was left uncovered and unsupervised? So on a high level, we've been discussing the prohibition of either Mayim or Mashki Megulin, various types of liquids that Chazal had a concern that if they are left unsupervised and uncovered, for example, a cup of water, a cup of wine, a cup of milk, left uncovered and unsupervised, that a snake or a scorpion, something poisonous, could come out, drink from it quickly, leave its poison in, go back to its hole or wherever it came from. We won't know any difference that it came out, and that could indeed be a sakana. So because of that concern, liquids, those liquids on the list, the prohibited list, that a snake could have put its venom in, even if it's just a chash, we don't know. We don't know if there's a snake that came out or not. We have to be concerned about it, and it's prohibited to drink that liquid. So that's brought in the Gemara, that's brought in the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. But we brought that nowadays we're lenient. That is what the Torah said, and the Shulchan Aruch said, certainly in the places that nechashim are not mitsuyim, that means that it's not commonly found poisonous snakes, so we don't have to have this concern. It would be permitted to drink of those liquids, even when they were left uncovered and unsupervised. Despite that, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, when it comes to Kiddush, as follows, the Ein Mekadshin Mal Yayin Megula, it's not permitted to say Kiddush on wine that was left uncovered. Afilu Haina, even nowadays, the Lo Kaptina Nagiloi, even though nowadays we are lenient when it comes to uncovered, unsupervised liquids, nonetheless, when it comes to Kiddush, we have to be strict. And the question is, why is Kiddush different? So we have three possible reasons. The Magen Avram says that it's a disgrace. He brings the Pasuk in Malachi, Hakriveu na lefechasecha, that it's mevuza. When you have wine that was left uncovered, drinking it is one thing, but Kiddush, sanctification of the Shabbos, sanctification of the Yontif on such a thing, that would be highly inappropriate. Second reason is brought up by the Torah Chaim, who says, and it's a little bit cryptic, but we'll try to explain it clearly, that the wine that we say Kiddush on Shabbos in particular is a remez, is a hint, leyayin hamishumar ba'anavav liyom shekula Shabbos. It is a remez, the wine that we have nowadays, that we say Kiddush on Shabbos, is a remez to the wine that is being protected, being preserved in the grapes that is going to be used. The Mirtz Hashem, the Yom Shekula Shabbos, is when the Mashiach comes. And it is hidden away. It's a treasure. And it's a protected treasure. And accordingly, because of that, we want to replicate that concept of that wine that is being preserved for the future when Mashiach comes. Accordingly, so too, we want to say Kiddush on wine that is covered, not uncovered. So that is the second explanation. That's the Torah Chaim. The third explanation goes as follows, cutting in a different direction, not as esoteric. The Sefer Atze Almogim says as follows, that the concern here is if you left it uncovered, even though we don't have the concern in the place that we don't have the concern of snakes and their poison being put in, but we are concerned about another thing, a related thing. And the concept here is when it comes to Kiddush, we have a minimum shiur, a quantity of wine that we need. And if we left this wine uncovered, it could be not that we're concerned about snakes putting their poison in, but we're concerned about other types of animals that could have been put their spit in. And because of that, it could very well be that in this wine, there's not the minimum shiur, the minimum required amount, because now it could be a mixture of wine and the grape juice, whatever we had from before, and the spit, the saliva from the animal that accessed it. Not that we're concerned about poison, but the saliva. So that is the Sefer Atze Almogim says that's the concern. But the Sefer Nishmas Kochai says that doesn't make any sense. If we're concerned about saliva or not. Either we're concerned about an animal putting something in or not. And if you're going to be concerned about a non-snake putting in its saliva, you should also be concerned about a snake putting in its venom. And we know we're not concerned about that. So we shouldn't be concerned about animals accessing this wine at all. So he comes out being lenient, the Sefer Nishmas Kochai. Nonetheless, the Sefer Pesach HaDevir says it could very well be that we have a concern about animals and not about snakes. It could be we're concerned about one and not the other. So the Sefer Pesach HaDevir says that nowadays that we don't have snakes, But we do have other types of animals. It could be that saliva was put in and simply the snakes aren't around to put their venom in. In any case, we see here the second concern is that of the Sefer Atzei Almogim, that we are concerned that it was left open, and indeed we may not have the minimum amount of wine or grape juice that is required because an animal could have put its saliva in. In any case, let's get to the Psak Halacha. As we started out with the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't say Kiddush on Yayin Megula, we don't say Kiddush on wine that has been left uncovered. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, even Bidyevid, after the fact, if you said Kiddush on that wine that was left uncovered, the grape juice, from the Ramban brought in the Beis Yosef, it is apparent that you are not Yotze. You don't fulfill the mitzvah. You'd have to say Kiddush again. And even though we're not makbi nowadays about Gilui, because we don't have snakes around, still, nonetheless, he brings the first reason that we should be strict when it comes to wine that was left uncovered, as we quoted in the name of the Magen Avraham, because it's disgraceful. Hakriveu na nefechasecha, the pasuk in Malachi. Nonetheless, he does say, based on the Magen Avraham, that if the grape juice or wine was left uncovered only for a little bit amount of time, a little time, wasn't so much time, you don't have to be strict even nowadays, unless the taste and the smell of the wine or grape juice changed, and in that situation you have to be strict no matter what. But the Ben Ish Chai does point out that, but if it's left overnight, even if there was no change in the smell or the taste, we would still have to be strict. So bottom line here is, somebody leaves a cup of wine uncovered, that indeed would be a problem to say Kiddush. You left it Friday night, you left it uncovered, you want to use it Shabbos morning, indeed that would be a problem. We would not be permitted to say Kiddush over that Yayin Megula, that wine that was left uncovered and unsupervised. Have a wonderful day.